From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson conceded Sunday that Iran is in technical compliance with the international agreement to curb its nuclear weapons development, but said that President Donald Trump wants Congress to adopt a more complete strategy to fix what the U.S. leader sees as flaws in the pact. U.S. Ambassador to the U.N. Nikki Haley concurs.
I think right now we're in the deal to see how we can make it better. And that's the goal. It's not that we're getting out of the deal. We're just trying to make the situation better so that the American people feel safer.
A top U.S. diplomat told CNN that Tehran has demonstrated practice of walking right up to the limits of the 2015 deal, prompting President Trump on Friday to decertify that Iran was in compliance and leaving it up to Congress whether to reimpose economic sanctions that were in place before the U.S., the European Union, France, Britain, Germany, Russia, and China reached the accord with Iran. The death toll from Saturday's massive truck bombing in the Somali capital of Mogadishu has risen to more than 230. That's according to the deputy speaker of Somalia's upper house of parliament. More than 200 people have been wounded in that blast, including a VOA reporter. Earlier Saturday, a blast occurred at a busy intersection in Somalia's capital. A group of Islamic State fighters has evacuated the Syrian city of Raqqa under a withdrawal agreement with the U.S.-backed Syrian militia surrounding them. On Friday, scores of civilians fled Raqqa ahead of an anticipated final push into the city by U.S.-backed fighters aiming to retake it from the Islamic State militants. Hundreds of civilians have been streaming out of Raqqa in the past few days from the remaining neighborhoods held by IS. This is VOA News. Venezuelans are heading to the polls this Sunday to cast ballots for governors in all 23 states, and polls seen as a test for embattled President Nicolas Maduro. Political and economic turmoil in Venezuela pushed many citizens to the streets this year, where they demonstrated against the government. More than 120 people have died in protest-related clashes. Initial polls in Austria's general election show that Sebastian Kurz, the 31-year-old charismatic Conservative Party leader and current foreign minister, is set to win a victory, which would make him Europe's youngest leader. Observers say Kurz has succeeded in reinventing the Conservative Party and galvanizing the Austrian right, including the far right, following the breakdown of a coalition between conservatives and socialists. Campaign has been dominated by the issue of immigration. Austria, with a population of just under 9 million people, accepted 90,000 asylum seekers, most of them Muslim, during the 2015 migrant crisis, fueling support for right-wing politicians who favor tougher immigration laws. Wildfires in the U.S. state of California's famed wine country continue to spread and take lives after a week of the worst blazes the state has ever seen. The numbers killed by the fire so far has risen to at least 40. Some 5,700 homes and businesses have been destroyed altogether, and about 100,000 people have been evacuated from their homes. Afghanistan, Pakistan, China, and the United States are set to resume four-way discussions Monday in Oman in a renewed bid to seek a politically negotiated settlement to the Afghan war. The meeting of the so-called Quadrilateral Cooperation Group, or QCG, in the Gulf state is taking place after a gap of 16 months. Senior foreign ministry officials from the four nations will lead their respective delegations at the talks. The QCG was launched in January 2016, and the aim there was for members to use their respective influence on the Afghan government and the Taliban insurgency to then nudge them to the negotiating table. The peace process actually broke down after a fifth session in May of that year when a U.S. drone attack killed a Taliban chief while he was traveling through the Pakistani province. The insurgents' reluctance to engage in peace talks with the Afghan government and Kabul's strained relations with Islamabad also hampered the previous QCG sessions from making any significant headway. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.